We'll move on to Danielle Joly, who will speak about women and women's role in violence, I think. The protection of women in the Middle East, I think. And Danielle Joly, she's a professor emerita of the Sociology Department of Warwick University, and she's a researcher at the École des études en sciences sociales and visiting researcher at the Collège d'études mondiales. And her research focuses on refugee and asylum policy in Europe, women of Muslim culture in Europe, and Kurdish women in Iraq. She is part of a working group, Working Group 5 has split into two, as far as I understand, and she is going to talk about the women part of it, and you're going to talk about the minorities part of it.
Exactly. Well, first of all, in terms of what you could call the geographical perimeter, we have not defined it very precisely. And it's not just Middle East, because we have input concerning North Africa and even Muslim women of Muslim background in Europe. So just to make it absolutely clear. Our group is group that brings together researchers from different walks of life, different experiences in terms of empirical work, theoretical approaches, and some of us have a feminist theoretical approach, not all of us. So it's a happy mixture from different parts of the world. We presenting in English, which has been our communicating medium. In the first instance, what we have developed a matrix for a plan of writing, which I'm going to present to you. So in the first instance, there will be an introduction taking our clue from the title of the platform, Violence and Exiting Violence. And what we'll do is characterize and categorize the different types of violence which affect, impact, and involve women, such as state violence, military intervention, war and civil war, including geopolitical interests, which are not negligible, particularly in the Middle East and the North African region, domestic, sexually-based violence, and symbolic violence, but also terrorist violence, of course, which affect women and involve women. That's the introductory section. The second section posits a gendered approach to violence. What does it mean? It means that we will examine the construction of masculinity and femininity and such things as assumptions on peace-loving women and what are the implications for the prism through which they looked at, policy-making, attitudes towards them, and even influence on their own forms of action. It includes the question of hierarchies of power based on militarized masculinity and patriarchy, and again, the wider implications of this vision and this posture on women, so that we'll have a broader introductory part to this gendered approach to violence, which will be illustrated then by case studies, so that we make sure we have a balance between theory and empirical examples. We do not want to stay at the level of theory. We do not want to remain among the arena of empirical example. We're trying to combine the two in every subsection. And here the case study will be on Yemen, interrogating the following question, whether external intervention, either cultural and ideological, through, to name it, Wahhabism, or even military violence, does that interconnect and increase domestic violence, to see how the different categories of violence can overlap, enhance each other or not. The third section deals with an hegemonic, the question of the hegemonic approach to women of Muslim background, more specifically. And it includes examining the whole spectrum of imperialism, colonialism, Orientalism, and it, in what way it presents an image of the Muslim woman, the stereotype of the Muslim woman, in order to be able to derive what is the impact of this prism on their modes of action, their capacity of action, motivation. And also what are the dilemmas they face, being caught between, on the horns of this dilemma, being caught between an image of Orientalism about them, and their fight against that image, but also their struggle against patriarchal structures within their own family and community. A strong tension exists within the two, which affect their capacity of autonomy. And in this respect, we shall have some case studies involving also Yemen and Britain regarding negotiation within the family and the community in order to augment the capacity of action. A fourth section, which is quite substantial, deals with women and political civic activism, as well as responses to violence. And this is subdivided into two parts. In the first instance, we shall posit a gendered approach to political commitment and to the definition of what it means to do politics. And departing from the classical definition, for instance, developed in France by Duverger on traditional politics, which very clearly excludes most women, political parties, parliament, and elections, but including a much wider conception of what doing politics may mean through civic participation, activism in associations, area associations, and so on and so forth. And that broadens the spectrum so that women are heavily and densely involved in this kind of activism. And the second leg of this broader picture is looking at the whole issue of gender and nationalism, because nationalism and national liberation in the past, but still today territorially based, is very relevant in the Middle East and North Africa. There will be some case studies to illustrate this part, such as in Tunisia, the women mobilization against state violence through different means. I meant Ben Ali, state violence at the time of Ben Ali, so through collective mobilization, political parties, media, street demonstrations, but also mobilization in the post-Ben Ali period, such as against the Troika. There will be also a case study on the Arab Spring in Yemen, which is fairly unknown. And then we'll look not only at mobilization against state, inner state violence, if I may say, but external intervention. And that includes something unexpected, which is a massive mobilization of women of Muslim background in the UK against war, against war in Iraq. Other case studies will be involved here from some of our researchers who were not present in our group. They were not able to attend, so it will be enriched by their contribution. We took into account some of their suggestions, but more will be developed. But what needs to be added also is the civic participation of women, which I mentioned earlier on, as in associations, social initiative, educational support, which may contribute to the reduction of marginalization and exclusion. And although it's not directly linked to violence, it's intrinsic to their action to try and fight the perhaps despair of young people being brought up in those circumstances. The second part of the fourth section, which was women, political and civic activism and responses to violence, I just remind you that we're still in that section, regards mobilization against, specifically against violence, and particularly in terms of contribution to institutional initiative, but that regards as well domestic violence as well as external violence. And the case studies that we'll propose, before we propose a case study, we'll look at the general transnational feminist solidarity among women in conflict zone, which is quite widespread throughout the Middle East and North Africa. But the case studies will include how international law is seized upon and used by women activists against violence. And a second one regards domestic violence, looking at the input of Tunisian women into the government strategy against the violence targeting women. I'm now reaching the final section, a fifth section, which relates to the artistic production by women on violence. And that may comprise production that promote violence or production that fight violence. And we're hoping to include some pictures, pictorial, figurative illustration for this part. I think I've finished. There are a lot more details, obviously, that we could provide, but I decided to be as concise as possible. And let me hasten to say that this was a collective production from the group.
Great. Thank you very much.